The British Prime Minister Gordon Brown suspended question time as politicians paid emotional tributes to Ivan Cameron, the son of Britain's opposition leader David Cameron. The six-year-old boy, who suffered from cerebral palsy and epilepsy, died overnight. The Conservative Party leader, who is potentially only months away from being the UK's next Prime Minister, said his treasured son's disability helped shape his politics. From London, Europe correspondent Emma Alberici reports.
The happy image on the Cameron family Christmas card belied the pain of the past 6 years. Ivan Cameron, cradled in his father's arms, stares lovingly into his eyes. Alongside him on the sofa are his three-year-old brother Arthur, his mother Samantha, and his five-year-old sister Nancy. At just 6 days old, the Camerons' firstborn was diagnosed with Otahara syndrome, an extremely rare combination of epilepsy and cerebral palsy that affects just 0.2% of children with epilepsy. Philip Lee of the Epilepsy Action Group.
It's very resistant to anti-epileptic drug medication, and there are very few other treatments that are really open to physicians to treat it, so it's not a good syndrome. If there is a good syndrome to have, that's certainly not one of them.
Ivan Cameron's condition meant he couldn't walk, talk or feed himself and suffered daily seizures. David Cameron, the man most polls in the UK say will be Britain's next Prime Minister, often spoke of the many nights spent sleeping on hospital floors. He discussed his son's disability in this 2006 BBC interview.
He's a wonderful boy and he's got those lovely sort of eyes, and he definitely interacts with us, the way he looks at you and the way he moves his head and things. But he often is in a lot of pain, and he has the thing that worries us is his quality of life and trying to make sure he has a good quality of life. But we're very positive, optimistic people. We're determined to give him all we can and make sure he's part of a happy family.
Prime Minister Gordon Brown, whose own daughter Jennifer Jane died just 10 days after birth in 2002 and whose son Fraser suffers from cystic fibrosis, said the thoughts and prayers of the whole country were with the Camerons. He suspended normal Commons business, and instead of question time, the Prime Minister led a series of emotional tributes at Westminster.
Every child is precious and irreplaceable, and the death of a child is an unbearable sorrow that no parent should ever have to endure. Politics can sometimes divide us, but there is a common human bond that unites us in sympathy and compassion at times of trial, and in support for each other at times of grief. Sarah and I have sent our condolences to David and Samantha, and I know that the whole country, our thoughts and our prayers are with David, Samantha and their family today.
Shadow Foreign Secretary William Hague said he'd spoken to David Cameron and his wife, and that they were hugely grateful to the National Health Service workers who did their utmost for their son since the day he was born, right up until the early hours of the morning when he died 45 minutes after being admitted to hospital.
Ivan's 6 years of life were not easy ones. His parents lived with the knowledge for a long time that he could die young, but this has made their loss no less heartbreaking.
Since becoming an MP only 8 years ago, David Cameron has had one of the most spectacular career trajectories of modern British politics. In 2005, he became Tory leader, at a time when some of the most respected pundits were writing the party off completely. In a little over 3 years, he's turned the party's fortunes around, and in recent weeks, the Conservative opposition has recorded leads of up to 20%. But there's been confusion about exactly what David Cameron stands for. With an election possibly a matter of months away, family is sure to feature prominently in his campaign. This is Emma Alberici in London for The World Today.